quite a goodly number of the boys had very healthy thirsts. Especially the Barry McGarrigat lads. And I, being a local, was sent to town to do the shopping for them. Well, amongst the many things that I procured was a 5-gallon jar of Guinness's stout. I arrived back around 1 a.m. and got a right royal reception. I put the jar on a table inside the door, threw myself on the old trestle bed, tired and worn out, and wet up to my neck as I had to travel through a fire bog in darkness. That jar of stout weighed about a half hundredweight. But by the time I got to the dugout, after falling into buckhole after buckhole after buckhole, it felt more like half a ton. And on occasion, I was greatly tempted to dump it, especially as I was a strict teetotaler myself at the time. But the welcome that I knew that awaited me would justify the effort that I had to make. Suddenly, there was an explosion from the extreme end of the dugout, and the jar was smashed into smithereens. Dr. Andy Cooney, who had been overhauling his parabellum pistol, accidentally discharged a shot. The bullet from the pistol must have ricocheted off the roof and walls because it performed a complete arc. Had it gone directly from the pistol to the jar, it would have had to pass through at least 4 or 5 bodies before reaching it. Their miraculous escape was the least of their worries, and the tragedy of the loss of the contents of the broken jar seemed to be all that matters. And needless to say, Andy was not the most popular gentleman in that establishment for the rest of the night.